Big muscles. Oh, the light works. All right. This is the 3M7500QR. It stands for quick release, and when that you pop that thing, it means it can drop down. Like if you're welding, you can. I'll put this on, right? I'll show you.
Okay, you can go
like that, so you can just talk for a couple of, rather than undoing the whole. If you've got a welding helmet on, if you've got a hood, and metal drops and shit don't burn your fucking head. If you've got a hood on and a welding helmet, you know, you can lift up your fucking helmet.
You know, you can feel like that.
You know, and you can have a fucking talk, have a quick fucking drink without undoing the whole lot.
And then put it back on and go. Okay, there's a cartridge here. And a cartridge. Yeah. Like that, you know.
And that is one of the fucking best respirators, half-face respirators I've ever fucking come across. I even said to the factory, look, you know, I'd promote this because it's so good, you know. If you'd like to give me a gratuity, that'd be even better. See, these are the cartridges, and these are made for basically spray paints, you know, solvents and shit, you know. And see, I can't do this. So that's what it's filled with, activated charcoal. That's where, you know, charcoal is burnt. Oh, it's manufactured, you know, from fucking coconut or coal or whatever, you know what I mean? It's cooked at a certain temperature, drive all off all the volatile things, and then it becomes extremely porous. It's all scientific. It's sort of like baking a sponge cake. You've got to have a lot of surface area inside the sponge cake, and that's what all the gases and shit get absorbed into, you know? And so, using a knife, so you have very fucking short strokes so it doesn't go through and cut your hand, you know what I mean? But, no, fuck off, I'm busy. So you get your knife like that, and you go round. You know, so your blade only penetrates like, you know, 4 or 5 mil. Like that, you know what I mean? So you go around the whole thing, and what you end up with is being able to empty all the fucking stuff out of it, all the activated carbon, and then using, say, a hot soldering iron or just a plain shaft, a hot plain shaft in a drill, you know what I mean? They can rub off all the sharp edges and corners and shit that grabs on the pads. And then you can poke, say, like, these are the pads. I bought 40 of them for $20 or something, you know what I mean? These are the N95, which means they filter out 95% of the particulates. 95% of anything. It's a little bit But anything around about 3 microns or something, they get 95% of it. That's in a single pad. So you can put 2 in there, 2 or 3. And you put 1 under the cover, something like that. So that means you've got to fucking and I've made, I don't call them mistakes, I go learning lessons, you know. I thought if I was to soak these pads in about 10% glycerine and 90% water, it leaves the pad feeling like a little bit sort of tacky, because glycerine is a sugar alcohol, and that's not alcohol as in get you drunk, that's alcohol because of the molecular chain, you know what I mean? It's a sugar, it's an alcohol ring, but it's a sugar type substance, you know? Or it's in the class of alcohol things, you know? But it's not a beverage or an intoxicant, and you add glycerine to foods and you know, medical, it's what you use to lubricate the rubber pistons in syringes and all sorts of things, you know. And garden pumps, you know, hand pumps for spraying your weeds and shit, you know. So I think, well, my learning experience is that 10% glycerine adds a tacky kind of fucking feel, like to help make the particles stick on the way through, but because it's such a fine filter, it tends to, that little bit of residue tends to sort of block the filters up, you know, it sort of makes them about twice as hard to suck through as they were. So I reckon maybe a 3% glycerine solution, you know, that should be all right. So yeah, or basically even none, you know. But my main quest is to filter out, or this is a fucking agricultural area, so you know, you want to get rid of all the fucking, it's just super, like if you turn on a if you turn on one of those super bright LED torches on a nice clear kind of night, you know, it hasn't been rained for a week or two, you'll get like a thick beam of fucking just light going up through the air because of all the dust in the air, you know. And so, you know, that's why I want the filtering, right? And all the better filtering. So maybe 2, maybe 3, maybe 3%. You know, glycerine. It just adds a tacky kind of surface, so it sticks more dust, you know. Or actually go for a user who's just dry and go for a very fine, you know, that foam rubber that you make seat cushions out of, you know. Maybe just slice some of that up, cut it to size, and give that, say, 15 or 20% glycerine in water and have that as a filtering medium. That's doable too, you know what I mean? Because that's the sort of foam you make air filters for, oiled foam air filters. And so that's doable. Let's just say I'm not buying filters all the time, and really fine filters block up really easily, and I just don't want to be doing all that shit, you know what I mean? I just like to have replaceable, washable filters that work really well, you know. So this is part of that process. So the next step is, you know, you can't go for 5 minutes, you know, trying to draw wind through it. So the next step is to either use them dry or make up, you know, foam air filters, you know, oiled. Now, instead of oil, use glycerin, say 20%, 30%, just common medicinal sort of grade or food grade glycerine as the capturing medium, you know. And this is a fun thing. See, this type of watch or watch band is called a NATO watch band, right? And what that does is its unique feature is the watch doesn't move around on the watch on the watch band doesn't rotate around on your fucking wrist, right? So, it's a very clever design, and it works really well. See, it's like that, you know, and yeah, so what I found is that because I tend to wear them all the time, that results in skin infections, you know, like sort of fungal or irritating type, you know, gets a bit of moisture there. No matter how much I clean the watch band and no matter how much I clean my fucking wrist and all this other stuff, the infection comes back in a couple of hours or say in a day, you know, if I haven't worn the watch for 6 months. So what I did is I went and got some copper powder. No, get off. Psst. Cunt. When you're busy talking, look, oh, pussycat. So that's the copper powder, right? And I looked up all the formulations and bases and for skincare cream and, you know, stearic acid and all sorts of fucking waxy sort of things and, you know, moisturisers, hand lotions, all that sort of shit. And I thought, well, don't you fucking swore at me. Go on, piss off. Yeah. So what I did was I actually, yeah, you're not fucking totally against cats grinding away at you. Just meow on the way past and meow on the way past again and meow. Fucking no. This is really amazing sort of shit. Powdered copper. And, yeah, it's really good. So that was about 20, because copper, you know, you can become sort of sensitive to it, but there's people who can quite happily use copper bangles and shit for arthritis and that. And I thought about all these different formulations and shit, and I thought, I don't, because of the pH, the water, the emulsification, the chemical reaction, I don't want the copper to actually react and go acidic or fucking, you know, whatever. So what I did is I got some tiger balm and I made, I put about 1 gram into 20 grams of thing. And now, like once every couple of days, I just apply, because copper is antiseptic, it kills germs, it kills mold, it kills fungal things, you know what I mean? I might become sensitive to it or whatever, but just a very, fuck, where's my finger? But just a very, very, very fine trace of that. You know, copper handrails, copper doorknobs. You know, there's in the medical sense, there's a copper in. They get, you know, they mix copper in with the fabric, like polyester and stuff like that. So you know, you get copper micronized or nanometer type fucking stuff, you know, and they mix that in with the fabric, then extrude the fibres and So you get, you know, copper impregnated fabric for, you know, various infected sites and bits and pieces. And, yeah, there's a sort of grimy watch band. But it's going a little bit sort of coppery. But, you know, that apparently has cleared up. That stopped the, what is it? The Tiger Balm is basically petroleum jelly and a few mineral, organic fucking oils and greases and waxes and stuff, you know what I mean? Nut oils and stuff, you know? And, yeah, back to wearing a watch. So, you know, it's $18 for 100 grams and that will make up about, I suppose, 1 gram of copper to 25 grams or 20 or 25 grams of Tiger Balm. So that's about, you know, one dose of this ointment, you know, 2 or 3 times a week. You know, should stop the sort of skin rot, you know, the just a really sort of, it just goes red and becomes extremely fucking itchy, you know, and, yeah, the copper, I think, the Tiger Balm kind of seals the skin over, and the copper fucking neutralises any sort of bacterial sort of infection that gets in there, you know. So that's what happens when you know, you don't have to fucking succeed, but you succeed by, you know, making intelligent decisions and giving it a bit of a go and then learning and finding out. And that's what's really important. So, you know, these might be really good with, say, just dry or with, say, 3%, because the stuff's so fine. That tiny, very, very fine coating of glycerin, I think, is blocking up the holes a lot, you know, 10%. But maybe, say, 3% and then throw it, soak them up with, say, 3% glycerin and throw the pads in the fucking washing machine on spin dry and just get all the stuff out that you can. So you end up with a microscopic fucking coating. That should give very, very good filtering. The next step is just to cut out, you know, nice thick pads of the type of foam you make seats with, and that will make a really nice oiled foam air filter, but instead of like mineral oils or non-human friendly oils to sort of be breathing faint traces in or whatever, because you're not a motor mower engine or a truck engine or a car engine or a heavy, the oil in the oiled foam air filter can be replaced with, you know, 20 or 30% glycerin. So, you know, you try things. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day. Bye. Ah, you bloody cat. Get out of here, you fucking gun.